This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on our call-in lines are available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get into our Discord chat there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in that chat, and some of the hosts of the show are also frequently found in that chat server. Once again, discord.lrn.fm with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Mark, you are fired up about tipping. There was a long conversation that some of the local activists had today about the controversial form of compensating a waitress or other service provider. Of course, everybody probably knows about waitstaff expecting to be tipped, but what are the others that expect tips?
Right.
Taxi drivers, hairstylists?
Well, I was a taxi driver, and I've been a waiter.
Yep.
So I would say, first off, when you do these particular situations, when you go to a restaurant, when you get in a cab, you have entered into a social contract, and you should be expected to pay the tip, because these are tipping sorts of careers. The bosses figure in the tip to the pay, and so you're just stuck. The problem with this, and why I think the practice should be abandoned across the board, is it's invasive. Now, when I tip, I think to myself, I'm a good person. I've given 20% before tax to this person. This is more than I'm expected to do. I like this feeling. I shall tip more people. And you tip the person who makes your mocha frappa whatever at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Now, that person's getting paid a wage, but the tipping is going to go. So if it's not Starbucks and it's some local coffee business, the owner is going to start thinking about that. Like, they're going to have to think about that. So they're going to start paying the people based on the average amount of tips they get in a day. If people start throwing the tips around. And do I tip an Uber driver or not? It says right on the website to not do it, but now they have an option to tip inside the app. I mean,
they changed their mind.
Well, they haven't really, but all right.
Well, no, the policy used to be that you don't tip, and now they have an option to tip. So it's pretty clear the corporate policy's changed.
I think that thing was, last I checked,
corporate policies
was
still can be schizophrenic like that.
Yeah, schizophrenic is what I'd like to call it.
Some people wanted to be, enough of the passengers in Uber wanted to be able to leave a tip for the driver without using cash. And that's likely why they put that into the app.
Right, and now I'm hearing about Uber drivers aren't paid enough, so I want to tip more to the Uber driver. And what's that going to do? It's going to drive down the amount that Uber pays them. Because the Uber knows exactly what they've been paid.
You tip cash.
Well, there you go. There's at least some way to get around the process to tip cash. But
that's how I always tip. It's just cash, or if the person will take crypto, I'll give them crypto.
Yeah, I think that
I never tip through a house.
A
I never tip through
situation.
A credit card.
But tipping is bad for servers because...
Well, not if you're good. You can actually make a bunch of money as a...
Sure.
A good server at a good restaurant.
But the owner of the business is, if you're a good employee, you'll make a lot of money doing whatever it is you do because you're a good employee.
Sure, I agree with you on your critiques of tipping. I think it's a confusing system and nobody really goes to a class to understand how to tip. But the reality is a good server is going to make more likely on tips than a bad server is.
Right, sure. But you have no baseline to compare that to. You have no idea what a good server would make in a market where they're being paid by the employer and not by the customers directly.
Yeah, we don't know what that would be.
Right. So you can't say that they're
market,
better off.
You could go into other markets and look there and try to get some,
what
try to extrapolate
markets?
The places where they don't have tipping. You know that the U.S. is pretty singular. I mean, it's not entirely singular, but there are only a few countries in the world in which tipping is a thing.
Right. And that's another thing is if you want international travel and you want people to come here, there are people who are confused about
the
process.
They don't understand it. Sure.
And when they're confused, they're upset. When they're upset, they're less likely to come back. Please don't make situations where our foreign visitors who want to give us money are upset and don't want to come back.
Haven't there been restaurants who've tried this, who've tried to end tipping?
Yeah. I think, let's see, let me think of one. McDonald's.
They actually had tipping at some
point? No, they never had tipping, and it's fine.
Well, it's not a full-service restaurant either.
Fine, you're talking about full-service now. That's part of the problem is that, you know, now these counter-service restaurants out there, they're expecting tipping. So at a counter-service restaurant, how do I know to even tip?
Well, there's usually a tip jar.
Okay, so now a jar, I think, is a different situation than leaving
different.
A tip on a table.
It is different.
A
yeah.
jar, what is that? You throw a dollar in, right?
That's usually what I'll throw in, a buck or two, depending.
Right, but if I'm the one who's supposed to be paying the employees, I need to know that because I need to know I need to put in $5, not a dollar or $2.
Well, you don't need to know that.
Well, I do need to know that
because it's working without you knowing
it. Employee,
it's working
then
without
I need to pay them.
Well,
if
okay,
they're the restaurant's employee, then the restaurant should be paying.
All right, so I think it's important to mention why this even came up in the first place. There's a local business. I won't name which name it is, but I had advocated to the people in the crypto group. I had told them before, hey, look, you know, if you're a crypto user, you really ought to go ahead and tip, even if it's a service establishment where it's only half service. Let's call it that, okay? So full service would be a waiter or waitress comes to your table side, takes your order, brings you food, takes your, you know, drink orders, brings you drinks, refills your drinks, the whole thing, right?
Right.
Back and forth. At this place, you go up to a counter, you order at the counter, you pay at the counter, and then the half waitress or counter girl or whatever you want to call her brings your food to you. She will also bust the table if you don't do it yourself, although you're sort of expected to do it yourself.
But that's also true at McDonald's. You're supposed to do it yourself.
Correct.
And you know, just leave it there. Oh, we can't use the table anymore.
And she'll wipe the table. And if you ask her for something else, she'll get that something else for you. If you ask her to bring, you know, something to you, she'll do
that. Which is also true when you're at McDonald's, but you're
okay,
not really
right.
supposed to be doing that.
So, anyway, I'm just describing what is not exactly a complete counter service, because she leaves the counter and brings food to the customers. And so what I had encouraged people to do was, hey, listen, crypto people, you're getting a bad rep as people who don't leave a tip. I'm just, this right. is what I'm hearing, because I talk to the business owners, I talk to the employees. I am the one who's there as sort of like the cryptocurrency advocate, facilitator. You know, they call me if there's some sort of an issue.
When somebody says this, one of these business owners says this, do you say to them, you understand that tipping is kind of an immoral situation anyway?
I'm not going to get into an argument about
this. Oh, but you're going to come back and tell me that I'm a bad guy.
I'm not saying that. What I said was, if you want to be a good advocate for cryptocurrency, you ought to tip the staff regardless of what your knowledge level is about how much they're getting paid. But, and the reason for that is because these people are making money off of providing good service. Whether it's full service or not is another question. If it's not full service, you don't have to leave 20% as far as I'm concerned. Leave 10% or, you know, a buck or whatever it is that you think
is appropriate.
Now it's 10%. That's just my suggestion, Mark. You can do whatever you want to do.
This is one of the problems with tipping.
It's confusing.
I
get you. I get you. I'm trying to alleviate some of the confusion by saying, hey, these girls that are working behind the counter, that are getting your drinks, that are putting your food together, they would appreciate a tip. If you don't leave a tip, you look like a cheapskate. You don't need to know. You don't need to know what these people get as far as a paycheck is concerned.
Well, I do if I'm the one deciding what to pay them. Like, I need to know.
If you pay more than zero, then that's a lot more than some people will pay.
Right, but I need to know if I'm paying a dollar or if I'm paying a full tip.
You don't need to know that because all you have out there.
I do need to know if I'm putting a dollar in the jar or if I'm putting a $5 bill in the jar.
If all they have is a jar, then that's an indicator that you should just put in whatever is the amount that you want. That's not a 20%
choice. One of the problems I have with a jar is when I make my order, I'm putting money in with the hope of getting some kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I leave a tip on a table, I'm tipping based on the service that
you've received,
presumably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you just put money in a jar, this is a faith-based operation that says that I feel like I don't know enough about your situation, so I'll just give you a dollar, lackey.
Sure, and that's more than what a lot of people probably probably did.
Why don't
which
I do
nothing.
That at McDonald's where they do basically the same thing?
Then do it at McDonald's.
No, you can't tip at McDonald's.
Okay.
See, this is the problem, is this is so confusing.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry that it's confusing, but it's a reality.
Hold
and
on,
we need
hold
to deal
on, hold
with
on.
It.
And I'm getting social messages back saying I'm a cheapskater or whatever. Actually, I'm one of these people that does tip.
You do tip.
From a person
no problem, then.
whose activism is to give $50 tips. So you're out there giving $50 tips, telling people that they should tip. You look like a weirdo because you're the one giving this information.
I'm not sure what's weird about encouraging people who want to be good ambassadors for crypto to be a good ambassador and actually tip the people that they're giving money to. More coming up.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey,
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking tipping, and Mark's all fired up about it due to some local controversy.
No, I've been fired up about tipping for years, and for whatever reason...
Well, you wanted to talk about it today due to the conversation that went on locally here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where a few libertarians, including Will Coley from the Call to Freedom, and Aria, the co-host on Call to Freedom, I think, Melanie, you weighed into the conversation.
Yes.
Our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade, also weighed in on different sides on this, and it all started because I had weeks ago pointed out to this particular group, hey, I've heard reports that crypto people don't tip. You're getting a reputation, some of you, for not tipping when you pay with cryptocurrency, which is a cool thing you can do here in the Keene, New Hampshire area and also in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but you can't really do in many other places in the world, is you can actually go out to eat and you can pay with cryptocurrency.
Right. And I do tip.
Great. It wasn't directed at you then.
It wasn't.
So it was directed at anybody
but
who doesn't tip.
I find tipping to be a confusing thing, so I always
clear.
Weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Every time given an
you
opportunity.
You always are like, tipping's confusing, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Right. But you
sucks.
Do tip, so the message wasn't intended for you. So I put the message out there, hey, look, there's these places that are sort of like half service. They don't give you full service, so
yeah,
you probably shouldn't
give like half a tip, I guess.
Right, so you probably shouldn't give them a full 20% for just walking the food to the table, right? I don't know what you should give. And I gave you the example of I usually give a buck
so
or two.
So how could I possibly pay somebody what I owe them?
You don't
if
owe them
no
anything.
I have no idea. Yes, I do. If I have no idea what amount that is.
No, you don't owe them anything. As Mark pointed out, the style of tipping in this case is tipped in advance. So you don't, as you pointed out, Mark, you don't even know if you're the first timer at this place. If you've eaten there before, then you know. If you are a first timer at one of these places, then you don't know. You're just giving a tip. Because you can give a tip. That's all. Those people, I don't think, should expect tips, but they do. Which is why it's a good idea to go ahead and give a tip.
They do because they're not getting paid, and I was not aware of that.
Yeah, that's fundamentally what my problem is here.
Even if they were getting paid $7.25 instead of $5.50, that's still a pittance, and I would still give a tip.
Okay, but then I would still give them a dollar, maybe two,
right.
Not... $4 to $7 like I would for
you
somebody.
You don't need
who
to
is...
give a cashier at a tip jar $4 to $7. They're
I
running
do if
people
they're not
through.
Being paid a full wage.
Everybody who has a tip, every employee who has a tip jar out
yep.
should be required by their boss to remove it. And
if they're getting a bunch of money behind
right
the scenes.
Now, and then their boss needs to step up and pay them the wage that
okay.
they need to retain them.
Well, that's a nice opinion, but
well,
they obviously don't have to do it that way.
Thank you for my opinion. Thank you for allowing me to have a nice opinion.
But it's also
how
dishonest.
Do I propagate this opinion into the world? Rather than
you're
just
on the
having
radio.
An opinion. Okay, I can get to, I could talk about it.
Yeah.
And so if I get the opportunity to talk to a restaurant owner, I can say, hey, you know that this is almost immoral? The way you go about making your customers sort of in a confusing...
Making?
Yeah, absolutely. If I walk into a restaurant, I'm talking about every single business owner in every single place in the entire globe
yeah.
that relies on paying their employees through tips. Every one of them, in my opinion, is acting immorally.
Really?
That is my
why? What's the immorality of it?
The immorality is putting your customer in an uncomfortable position where they're trying to figure out what to pay. Because
uh-huh.
I don't know what to give as a tip at any point.
I don't understand
ever.
Why it's so uncomfortable for you. There's a tip jar. If you want to give that person a extra bonus, you leave something in there. I think it's a good
but
thing to do. You decide how much it is.
A tip jar implies that it is an extra bonus. In an industry that you know is a tipped industry, the implication is you are paying this person's wage. Those are two very different amounts. If I am responsible for paying this person's wage... Then I need to know that
you're
so
not
that I
responsible.
Can do it. But yes,
it's an
I am
option.
If I am utilizing the service.
Right.
I'm glad that you want to pay a tip. I think it's a good idea to tip into a tip jar for services, whether or not they are receiving $5 an
why
hour.
Why do you think it's a good idea?
Or $7 an hour.
Why?
Because they live off of those tips.
Okay.
It
so
helps that person.
I, too.
And they will remember you. And they
will,
remember you.
I don't want to be remembered.
You don't want to, but no, what you don't want to be remembered is as the guy who doesn't tip.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about all the negative influences that are floating around in my head, and I don't want any of them. And
so leave a buck or two, and you're good to go.
By tipping.
Okay, because if she's standing at that counter and she can do 10 customers in an hour, which is probably on the low
side.
Now,
you're talking about a specific instance. I'm talking about tipping generally.
Okay, the reason we're talking about tipping is because of a specific instance, and you've already made a statement about tipping generally. You've said it's confusing. I agree with you. But the fact is, it's here. It's not going anywhere. You can have your little protest if you want to, but the odds are that's not going to change the industry. Am I right?
I think that it's probably
I'm not going to change a lot of industries, but that doesn't mean I'm going to participate in them.
Nobody's saying you have to participate in them. If you don't want to tip, if you don't want to tip, don't eat out.
It's not that I don't want to tip. It's that I need to know how much. It is misleading
you do not need to know.
To put a tip jar when
yes,
it is in fact a tipped industry. Yes, if I am the person paying the employee, then I need to know that I am the person paying the employee.
Okay, Ian. Why do people tip in towns that aren't their own? So if I'm traveling down to Florida, I stop off in North Carolina mm-hmm. from my trip here in New Hampshire, and I get a meal at a restaurant. Why do I tip?
Because it's good karma. You know that person is going
it's
to be
karma.
Helped by that.
We don't believe
that person.
We are,
I do.
Okay.
That person is going to
I
be
don't.
Helped by that. That's fine. If you're saying that you don't believe, because I'm pretty sure just a few days ago you said good things result in good things happening,
yeah, but, okay.
bad things result in bad things happening. That's another way of restating karma.
You're no Indian. You don't get to talk about karma.
I can
okay?
say whatever I want about
well,
karma.
Then you're just making up a term.
That's what you described. You can say whatever you want about it. But the reality is, you tip because that person's living off of those tips. That's what they're expecting to have happen.
Yep.
It's part of that process. You can object to the tipping if you want to, for all the rational reasons that you can object to tipping, but ultimately that doesn't matter to the server. They don't really care about what your opinions are.
Right.
They might even agree with you, but ultimately you still need to tip the person.
Those are all the reasons
that
I do tip.
Not in dispute by anyone in the
I understand.
Right.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying for a general, you know, the point of this right. discussion for people listening to the show, some people out there may not agree with tipping and may not actually tip servers for whatever reasons they have.
I need to go a little further with this.
Yeah.
So all the good reasons that you're talking about for me tipping in some other place are the reasons that I tip locally, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to walk into a place and feel like the bad guy.
No doubt.
I don't want my sandwich messed with.
Yeah.
I don't want a whole bunch of things. So what I want is I want to tip the right amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the right amount is.
The typical right amount.
And when a business owner sets up a situation that is
misleading as hell.
Confusing, right? In this case, it's a counter service that makes less money than the other counter service businesses in town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of this hybrid.
Well, it's not just less than the other businesses. It's less than minimum wage.
Right. So it's less than minimum wage. So it's
right.
this hybrid server counter person
yeah.
thing. So I probably, to my mind, now when I find out this information, I want to tip more.
Okay.
So what I feel like, and remember, this is all about feelings. This
yeah.
is about social interaction. What I feel like is that this business owner has caused me for years now
mm-hmm.
to under tip. I feel bad.
Okay, but
now
no one has ever said you were under tipping.
Business owner, he or she, whoever they are.
Right. You don't know
it's
that.
It's just the
every,
damn reality.
Every person there could have said, Mark is under tipping every time they walked to the bathroom. You don't
that,
know that.
They did say that we were under tipping, and
no,
I am part of we.
Those people did not say that. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If it's a tip jar, a buck or two, that's usually sufficient in my book. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted a salute to heroes of ICE and CBP, recognizing what they do as dangerous and how they also protect our country. During his remarks, the president updated us on the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day.
Still a lot of back and forth in Washington, D.C. over the pulling of former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Well, you can count Rand Paul as one of those who believes that Brennan should have had his security clearance pulled a long time ago. He gives one example of why.
John Brennan was also involved with illegally looking at Democrats' computers who were investigating CIA torture and then lying about it before a committee. So John Brennan should have been fired for cause long ago, and he shouldn't be within a mile of classified information because he's a national security risk. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there with the Discord app that you can download for free at discordapp.com. They've got it for all kinds of different operating systems, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. I do want to make sure you know about Zencash. It is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology, meaning that it can be used for private funds transfer, for the transfer of Zencash from one point to another. They've got secure nodes, they've got super nodes, which allow you to back up the Zencash network and help keep it strong. In fact, over 16,000 of those nodes are together online, both including secure and super nodes. Super nodes will be advancing the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. You can learn more about Zencash at Zencash.com. They've got a white paper. It talks about voluntarism because the Zencash founders are people who actually care about freedom and liberty and good economics and great technology. So go learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash with a Z, Zencash.com. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. We got a Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys were talking about, what to give for a tip to a, a waitress, or it could be a waiter.
Yeah, sure.
And I would only say, like, when I go out to eat, if I'm going to give a tip to, you know, the waitress or whatever, I'm going to base it on, you know, her or his performance.
Right.
You know.
But if you're tipping in advance, you can't do that, right? So if it's a tip jar and you've never been to the place before, all you can really do is tip them based on how nice they were when they, you know, took your money at the register.
Yeah, I mean, if they're just going to go get the food and then bring it back to you and you're done, then I don't even think that's even worth a tip at all, really. I mean, there's no real work involved. Not really.
Right, and that's not
saying... They are working, though. So they're still standing there working all day. They're not providing an excessive level of service to you directly that you see.
Correct.
And that is what most people would assume at a place like that. The problem is this particular place was not actually paying their employees even minimum wage.
Yeah. They were paying basically a waitress wage, but a higher waitress wage. So essentially that's what they were doing.
If they come, if the waitress is coming to your table and they're bringing water and food and they're coming and checking up on you and stuff like, you know, that's, you know, the waitress or waiter that you want to base their performance on, how much you want to give them for a tip. You know, and then I guess also that I would do is find out what their minimum wage is and then base that in. I mean,
right. But they don't put that on the wall, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a strange question.
You can look up the minimum wage.
He's talking about what they're getting paid. He's talking about ask the employee, what are they making?
And a lot of the time, they're not allowed to answer that.
Well, it's an awkward question to ask. I mean, most people are probably not going to ask a person that. It could be an embarrassing thing to answer, too. So, Robert, anything else you want to share on the topic?
No.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I didn't get to finish the story because we end up getting distracted by debating over what the appropriate tips are in different situations, which, of course, you know, the answer is different for everybody as far as what they feel is appropriate and what those employees feel is appropriate and whether or not those two feelings are going to match. Because you're right, Mark, this is ultimately all about the feelings of the people who are involved.
No, it's not. You can make an argument for whether or not you should pay people who are providing a service.
Right.
I tend to think that you should because it's a good thing to do for that person.
What about the state trooper when he provides me the service of a ticket?
It's what makes it not slavery. That's not a service.
But it is a service as far as he's concerned. He has now provided me a service. I don't tip when somebody pours me a cup of coffee and hands it across the counter.
Okay.
But there are certainly places that I have been that had tip jars on the counter,
yep.
And I presume that that's for some more complicated drink, and I just don't tip.
At bars,
I always feel
typical,
a little weird.
But wait a minute, Mark. At a bar, the typical pour tip is expected to be $1 just for somebody pulling a spigot.
I know that a bartender is being paid a server wage,
uh-huh.
And so therefore I have to tip the bartender as opposed to the barista who is being paid
You presume.
I'm pretty...
People were presuming about this particular location.
You can probably look up info on Starbucks easier than you can look up info on a... small business owned by a guy on Main Street in Keene.
So the issue was that I had encouraged the crypto people to make sure you go ahead and tip your even not so full service establishments because they'll appreciate it and you don't want to be remembered as the person who doesn't tip. If we're trying to advocate for cryptocurrency use, if we want these servers and we want these people in the hospitality industry to accept cryptocurrency as tips, then you ought to be giving them good cash tips so they'll pay attention to you and they'll think good things about you. And that was what I had said a few weeks back. And then I happened to be in one of those very same establishments. Now, this establishment had not complained about tipping, mind you. But it is one of those establishments where it's sort of half service. They don't actually have full-on wait staff, where a girl behind a counter will bring food out to you, and that's about it. And there's a tip jar. So I happened to be in there when a girl came in to apply for a job, and she asked how much the job paid. And another person who was in there, not the owner, but another person who was in there told her it's $5.50 an hour plus tips. And, you know, obviously $550 is going to make somebody kind of balk, right? Like, well, that's not very much. And but then he pointed out that the girl who'd been working that night had was going to be walking out with about $130 in tips.
Which you're pretending is representative of an average night.
I'm not pretending that's representative at all. That's just that's a case. No, I wasn't. It's a case example of one day, what she's walking out with, a Sunday, mind you, not the busiest of days as far as restaurants are concerned, but nonetheless, $130 in just tips. And so this girl was like, great, sign me up. And she starts, you know, filling out the form. And he said, hey, look, we need people so bad, you're probably going to get hired if you come in here and drop this off tomorrow. That's how bad we need people. He says people have quit because when college starts, they lose their college hottie, you know, young ladies that work at the front desk. So, or the front counter. So that was that. And so when I reported to the same group, the same cryptocurrency group that I had told before, hey, maybe you should leave a tip at these counter service places, I said, hey, I just happened to find out ostensibly what this lady makes, what one of these ladies makes at this particular counter. And that's what caused this whole discussion where Will was like, well, if that's what that owner's doing, I'm going to boycott the business until the owner starts being upfront with people about
right.
what it is.
I haven't claimed that I'm going to boycott.
That he pays.
I'm just claiming that, you know, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to go to places that make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, then don't do it.
I thank you for the
it doesn't bother me,
you give me
at all, because I don't feel like it's an insulting level of tip to give a buck or two into a tip jar.
But I mean, well, that's what you guys are saying. If you're already making a whole wage.
I ask you,
if she gets 10 customers in an hour who leave a dollar, that's $10 in tips right there. I'm not going to say it's typical. I don't know how many customers tip versus don't. But if she's making $130 in a one shift afternoon on a Sunday, that suggests that a fair amount of customers are leaving
sure
tips in that tip
Some
jar.
Some of them are probably leaving 15% tips because they're confused. And this is another reason
that
I hate tipping culture is because tipping culture is confusing. And the business owner and the server all benefit from this confusion. Mm-hmm. The reason that servers like tipping is because they know, because they can look at other establishments that don't take tipping. There's all kinds of counter service establishments out there
yep.
that don't do tipping. And they can look at those and they can say, that's a hard job for very little pay.
I wonder,
why in the world would I do that?
I wonder if the legal definition of waiting is to take something to a table. Because, you know, I don't know if it's
waiting
legal,
tables.
Right? Like, he must have looked and said, okay, well, as long as I have my counter staff
walk it to the table. Well, it's not waiting, it's minimum wage. It's a tip position. It's minimum wage. Issue.
Is that right? I thought that was just for waitressing. That that 320 or whatever, 321 or whatever the...
I think it's 325. It used to be like 215.
So that's for a so-called tipped position. It doesn't matter what the task is. It's not just
I'm
for
not,
waitressing.
I'm not saying there's no...
There's more coming up
anywhere,
here.
But it's
855, 450, free. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets. And is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required. No add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction. And it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about tipping. It is a confusing practice. What are the best practices? Because the odds are it's not going anywhere anytime soon, as much as Mark might want it to disappear from reality, unfortunately.
It's not going to go away if we keep on, you know, keep on pushing it forward. You got to kind of, you know, control it and talk against it.
Well, yeah, you would have to convince restaurateurs to change their business model, and that's going to be a hard thing to do.
Well, another thing you have to do is pressure restaurateurs that are kind of on the creeping edges of, because you would agree that tipping is creeping forward, right? Like, we're tipping more people now as a culture in America than we were when I was a kid.
Who are you tipping now that you wouldn't have tipped 20, 30 years ago?
Counter service?
They didn't have tip jars?
No.
I remember tip jars going back as long as I've been alive.
Well, I was just oblivious to it all.
Maybe you were. You were in prison.
I did not tip business owners. I didn't tip counter service.
Yeah.
I didn't tip, there weren't baristas. There weren't Uber drivers. But it just becomes more and more invasive over time.
They had taxi drivers, though, and taxi drivers.
I almost never tipped. Used a taxi.
Yeah.
So
but they've been tipped.
Right. Taxis, coat check, bellhops, waiters and waitresses, all these things are sort of the areas where these people have always traditionally been tipped.
My mom always tipped the hairstylist as well.
Right, and I think that's one of the ones that really, that just please give me a number. Whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for instance, I recently got my hair cut, it was $23, which I think is incredible to cut up a man's hair, but whatever.
Seems like a lot.
$23,
did you get a shampoo with that, too?
I presumed, I don't think so, no. I I presume that since it was 23, they wanted me to give 25. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. $2.
That's
10%.
That's about in line. I have a friend who's a hairstylist. That's about in line, which she said.
I would say 10-15% would be a pretty standard.
She never gave me a percentage, but I know it is, like, you know, people who get like 3 and 4 hour services pay a lot more than me in a tip. Mine is, it's like 44 something,
and
I was
hair?
Going up. Yeah, and I was going up to 50. And she said that was fine.
Gotcha. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Joey is on the line in San Francisco. It says here you're in Louisiana, Joey. Are you in Louisiana or California?
Louisiana.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm here to talk about an opinion about plastic straws.
Plastic straws, which have been banned in a variety of locations, mostly in the West Coast. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I can completely understand the ban for plastic straws.
Why?
I really don't like them because they, whenever you throw them out, they take really long to decompose, which is really bad for the earth.
Is it bad for the earth or, like, the animals? Because I've seen video of a turtle with a straw stuck up its nose. Pretty horrifying.
It's probably bad for both the animals and the earth.
So one of the thoughts here about this is, as far as decomposition goes, is now they're coming out with cup lids that you can sip out of that kind of solve the problem of, you know, you're less likely to spill with a lid on, but you have to be able to drink at the same time. So it solves that problem. But the cup lids use more plastic than a straw does. Another thing is that plastic is a byproduct of oil production. So if you're riding around in a car, you're creating straws anyway.
I mean, and there are ways to reduce the use of something without outright banning it. So even if you think that it's a bad idea for most people to use plastic straws, you can discourage that but still keep it legal so that people who either have disabilities where they need a straw to drink out of, or they have really small children who are going to mess up their mouth if you try to give them, like, a metal straw and the plastic straw, the paper straw is just going to melt, so you could still have that available for those people, and then discourage everyone else from using them, but still keep it legal so that you wouldn't be hurting people who kind of need it.
So I don't understand, you know, why some garbage ends up getting thrown in the ocean. I think that's a horrible idea. But I remember watching, like, I don't know, a decade ago, there was a great show on the Showtime network called Penn & Teller's BS. And we can't say what it actually stands for, but you can go look it up. There's a great episode about recycling and landfills. And it was a real eye-opener where they talked about how, you know, landfills aren't this useless property. Landfills over time can actually be filled in and turned into things like neighborhoods and golf courses and that kind of thing. And they gave examples of just how much space there is that in which landfills could exist in the United States. And basically, there's a ton of room here. So there's plenty of room to throw all the straws in the world into one relatively tiny little spot and cover it over with some land. And, you know, everything's going to be fine from what, you know, we can tell.
Sometimes the straw will escape the refuse system that we have here in the United States, and certainly will get blown out to sea. Like, I was on a boat. I lived on a boat for a couple of years ago, and every once in a while, a piece of trash would just go. You know, like the wind picks it up and whoop, it's gone. And then you kind of feel really bad because there's this piece of garbage that's now gone, but there's nothing you can do about it. You can't fly. You can't zip off a sailboat and go get it or anything.
Right.
But there are countries in the world that just dump their garbage in the water.
That's awful.
That's
awful.
Where that Pacific garbage patch comes from. The United States most people in the United States are not responsible for that. But, and I understand, you should be worried about that. This is the world you're going to inherit. But the United States has a pretty responsible, recycling and refuse program.
Joey, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Anthony in Ocala, Florida, is claiming to be listening on the radio. That's news to me. I didn't know that we were on the air in Ocala. You're listening to, is it OCA? WOCA?
Yeah, WOCA.
Okay, I'll have to check with that station tomorrow and see if they're actually officially airing us. It's good news. Go ahead, Anthony. What were you calling about tonight?
You were talking about tipping, and what I find most confusing is if you go out to dinner and you buy a steak or whatever and your meal comes to $60 and you tip $12, $18, something like that, and the waitress is great and they work hard and, and your meal is a good experience and everything works out fine. Next morning, you go to breakfast, a different waitress is working equally as hard to bring you breakfast, and your breakfast is only $6 or $8.
Right.
And then that lady worked just as hard as the one last night, and you
great
only
point.
Get $3 or $4.
Yeah, I mean, you're not usually going to have that big of a swing in the same restaurant.
But his point is interesting, though, and that is that, you know, at a diner, you're going to pay a fraction of whatever the cost would be compared to a fancy restaurant. I mean, one restaurant to the next, the waitress is working as hard. I think that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I think it's a very relevant point. And oftentimes what you'll find is that, you know, at the very nice restaurants, you have the good-looking and thin waitress who's, you know, knows a great deal about wine, whereas when you were in the morning time, you know, she's a little heavier. Maybe she's got,
she's got that. That smoker's thing, and she calls you honey.
And, like, to me, I'd rather be called honey.
I like those ladies.
Right. Absolutely. I like them if they give you a little trouble, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know? And to me, I always try to tip a little more in the morning times because of exactly what you're talking about. And, I mean, I think they're working harder. They are sprinting, in many cases, these ladies between tables.
Anthony, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it. If you tip according to the value of the meal versus the effort the lady puts out, then you're tipping the lady with the restaurant, high-end restaurant, a lot more money. And the lady at the breakfast works equally as hard and doesn't earn half as much.
It's a great point. Anthony, thanks for calling to share that with us tonight as we continue the discussion about tipping.
Another thing about tipping is it creates animosity between the kitchen staff and the wait staff because the kitchen staff knows that they aren't getting paid what the wait staff is getting.
That's true.
And they are like, well, I'm the one making the food. All you're doing is moving it out there. And there's an expediter here who's getting paid.
A good waitress is selling the food as well. I mean, it's a sales position. You want to upsell. You want to sell them dessert. You want to sell them
drinks. The waitresses often make the dessert. You know, they're the ones creating the dessert. They're the ones creating, in some cases, the mixed drink. And they're the ones creating a whole variety of things, milkshakes and a bunch
that
of stuff like
case,
that.
Yeah.
So, you know. That doesn't have anything much to do with the kitchen staff in a lot of cases.
No doubt.
The kitchen staff tends to hate servers.
Right.
That was my experience when I was waiting. And I think that one of the reasons is they're like, why is that person getting paid double what I am? They're stupid.
Well, you could always
stupid?
Be a waiter.
I mean, you know.
You know, you could, if you want to deal with people, you can be a waiter. If you want to stay back in the back of the house and just do a repetitive task over and over again and work with the same people, well, then, you know, you get paid different. I get the frustration, but what are you going to do about it? I mean, changing this, Mark, this is like almost as hard as changing the government. There's more coming up here. Hour number three's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.